It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. On Friday, Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith announced various changes to the electoral system in New Zealand, which he says seek to make the process of voting more efficient and effective for future elections. These include the closing of enrolment 13 days before the official election day, prohibiting the provision of food and drink at polling booths, and a reinstatement of a total prisoner voting ban. A number of Labour and Greens party politicians have been among those to criticise the changes as a disenfranchisement of voters, which will make democratic engagement in New Zealand more difficult. As well, last week, the Ministry for Housing and Urban Development released the latest iteration of the Homelessness Insights Report, which reveals that there has been a quantifiable rise in homelessness across Aotearoa. I spoke with National Party MP Tom Rutherford about both of these topics, starting with the electoral reforms. Here is that interview. Can you talk through some of the changes being made to the electoral system and how the government believes these will improve the current voting process?
Yeah, so our government is overhauling outdated and unsustainable electoral laws, including stopping same-day enrolment. Allowing a late enrolment, however well-intentioned, has placed too much strain on the system, and the final vote count used to take 2 weeks, but last election it took three. So what we're doing is closing enrolment 13 days before election day to reduce pressure on post-election timeframes. We're requiring 12 days of advance voting at each election, introducing automatic enrolment updates so the Electoral Commission can update people's enrolment details using data from other government agencies, enabling greater use of digital communication by removing postal requirement for enrolment, creating a new offence that prohibits the provision of free food, drink or entertainment within 100 metres of a voting place, that's what we call treating, and reinstating a total ban on prisoner voting.
Do you think that the Green Party electoral reform spokesperson Celia Wade-Brown calling these changes a dark day for our democracy is founded on any legitimate concerns?
No, I think that's Celia and her Green Party colleagues sounding off about their views on this. Ultimately, we are making really pragmatic changes on our electoral law. We agreed to close enrolment before advance voting periods because we know people will need to make sure they're enrolled or update their enrolment details by midnight on the Sunday. It's actually the law which requires you to be enrolled. It's actually illegal if you aren't enrolled here in New Zealand, and if you look across to Australia, it's actually illegal not to vote. So it's really important that people ensure they have their enrolment details up to date and take some personal responsibility and accountability and ensure it's accurate with the Electoral Commission. And then when they go to the voting booth, they're voting in the right electorate for the right people where they reside and where they live.
Do you have any concerns that the so-called Marirewa Marae rule, the change that will prevent or seek to prevent treating at polling stations by prohibiting the offering of food and drink, may deter community engagement and advocacy, especially for Māori populations around voting?
Absolutely not. I think we're making a really pragmatic change here, saying we're going to create a new offence that prohibits the provision of free food, drink or entertainment within 100 metres of a voting place while voting is taking place, and it will be punishable by fine of up to $10,000. What we're saying is you can't offer someone food or drink at their voting place, and actually the reason people turn up to vote is to use their democratic freedom and powers that we give to people here in New Zealand for them to have their say effectively, and we shouldn't have provisions of free food or drink in and around voting places and voting booths.
What are your thoughts on the Make It 16 campaign and the potential to use this opportunity with the electoral reforms, I suppose, to follow behind the UK by allowing 16 and 17 year olds to vote?
The position of the National Party continues to be that we don't support lowering the voting age to 16. We think voting at 18 is finds the right balance. 18 is often the sign of or the beginning of adulthood, as we believe it here in New Zealand. You can do many things at 18, purchase alcohol, for example, is one example, and so we don't believe in lowering the voting age to 16.
Do you think that there are any reforms the government should have proposed that would improve democratic engagement in New Zealand rather than directly or indirectly disenfranchise people?
I don't think at all we're disenfranchising people. I think we are We're simply saying to people on the enrolments, make sure you take some personal responsibility and accountability and ensure your details are up to date with the Electoral Commission. We're making sure the system works as it was designed to do. And we're trying to reduce the pressure on post-election timeframes. And we're also, you know, coming into the 21st century with having the automatic enrolment updates from the Electoral Commission and enabling the greater use of digital communication by removing postal requirements. So I think we're actually creating some really pragmatic changes here, but ultimately people need to make sure that they've got their details accurate with the Electoral Commission, that they're enrolled, so that when the time comes to vote, they can.
All right, I'm going to move on to my next topic. Are you surprised by the data that has come out of this latest Homelessness Insights report?
Yeah, homelessness is a problem New Zealand has grappled with for a long time. It's a symptom of a dysfunctional housing market and exacerbated during challenging economic times. Accurate numbers are difficult to pin down. People without shelter often move around and may avoid engaging with government services, but it's clear we do have a real problem. We will not be returning to the previous government's large-scale emergency housing model, which cost over $1 million a day at its peak and was a social disaster. New Zealanders, including people sleeping rough, deserve better than that. And in the short term, we have asked officials for advice on further targeted interventions to provide help and support to those living without shelter, including rough sleepers.
It's good that you brought it up, because my next question was, what do you think the impact of this government's changes to emergency housing rules, in your opinion, has been on the number of people rough sleeping or defined as homeless in this country?
Yeah, so we made some changes around emergency housing, and we've managed to move thousands of families and young children out of emergency housing and into warm, safe, dry homes, whether it's social housing provided, say, by Kāinga, for example, or whether it's by community housing providers. We have managed to move a number of thousands of people off the emergency housing waitlist into safe, warm, dry homes. As I said, emergency housing was a social disaster. It cost over $1 million a day. But ultimately, as a government, our long-term focus is on fixing the fundamentals of our housing market, freeing up land, removing planning barriers, improving infrastructure funding, and giving councils stronger incentives to support housing growth so that we can provide greater supply of houses in the market and provide more opportunities for people to have a roof over their head.
To what extent does the National Party recognise the importance of factors like mental health, food insecurity and addiction as closely correlated to homelessness? And how do your policy ambitions reflect this?
Yeah, so for example, we've got the first ever mental health minister that New Zealand has ever had with Minister Matt Ducey. We as a government have acknowledged, and we in the National Party have acknowledged, that mental health is a major challenge facing our community and our country. It's one facing my particular generation as well. And so we are laser focused on ensuring we've got resources and funding in there to provide additional mental health support for people across New Zealand. And that's why it's really important to have a Minister for Mental Health, to ensure that we can work with people to see the challenges that they are facing and work with them to try and work through finding some solutions as well.
Do you think that there's any more the National Party could be doing to respond to the rise of homelessness in New Zealand?
There's always more work that can be done, but as I said, our long-term focus is on fixing the fundamentals of our housing market. And in the short term, we've asked for advice on further targeted interventions to ensure that we can provide help and support to those living without shelter. We know homelessness is a problem that we've grappled with as a country for a long time. It's a symptom of a dysfunctional housing market, and accurate numbers are really difficult to pin down, but it's clear we do have a problem.
That was National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the electoral reforms and the National Party's response to homelessness.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.